Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Paul Savage. It's a Thursday edition of Sports Daily. Paul thinks ESPN trying to destabilize the Big 12, because this is what Bob Bowlesby is alleging. Mm-hmm. Let's just suspend something in midair for a moment.
All right.
And say, if, and maybe it's just not Bob Bowlesby alleging it, but if it's found to be, if ESPN is found to be destabilizing, I'm not even going to use the word, I won't even use the word tamper, right?
All right.
So, but in their own best interests, essentially it's found that ESPN has manipulated the configuration of essentially the college football landscape, because this is essentially what Bob Bowlesby is alleging. Now, he's talking about it relative to the Big 12, but essentially we're talking about adding two teams to the SEC, dissolving the Big 12 so those two teams can get there faster, which helps the bottom line in the SEC network owned by ESPN. That's just the price of doing business. You don't have an issue with that.
Well, it depends on how you phrase it. But on the other hand, I guess there
was... Well, I just phrased it.
Right.
I just phrased
it. Well, yeah, I kind of have a problem. Yeah, I guess I do. But there was also a day when carriage makers also accused General Motors of destabilizing the transportation industry.
Okay. I mean, that's a little apples to oranges, since it's a technological advancement. We're talking about something that has existed in its current state for 100 years, college football, teams playing football. Now, is the technology of how you get that and how you receive that as a consumer changing? Yes, absolutely. Television, streaming, et cetera, I'll give you that. But I don't know, Paul. I mean, and maybe it isn't illegal in the legal sense of the form or in the of the term. Yeah, okay. But I don't know, man. I think it just adds to the conspiracy theory of ESPN being nothing short of power brokers, and because this isn't the first time that we've heard allegations of ESPN trying to manipulate certain things. And I guess a certain part of that amount of that is just business.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It just, to me, it seemed, it does have a bad look.
Well, it may have a bad look, but I can tell you this. Bob Bowlesby gives the conference a look of weakness. Like, I'm going to cry about this. I'm going to whine a little bit about this. I'm going to cry about this. I'm going to make accusations of illegalities, which may or may not be true. We don't even know if it's I don't think it's against the law to try to improve your stature. I don't believe it is. It just, to me, in a time when you're trying to fight, at a time when you're trying to show strength, strength to the public, strength to the football community, you start whining. You start complaining. You start complaining about those that are basically trying to change what you're doing. You don't do that. You don't gripe and complain. What you do is you stand up, you hold your head upright, and you straighten your back and you say, you know something, here's who we are. Here's who we've been. Here is who we can be. We can be one whale of a great conference. I don't care what.
Well, who they are now is a lot different than who they've been. And they aren't the same, Paul. I mean, the Big 12 without Oklahoma and Texas, and you're right. I mean, this is something 10 years ago we dealt with this. You knew that it was coming 10 years ago when there was movement in college sports and we had that run of changes of conference and the reshaping of conferences here and there. Yes, the inevitability of Oklahoma and Texas leaving for greener pastures seemed fairly inevitable at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But you're talking now. I mean, the Big 12 is a totally different creature without Oklahoma and Texas. They've lost Nebraska, Missouri, Colorado. They've all gone to Texas A&M. They've all gone their separate ways. And now you're left with Texas and Oklahoma as the flagships. People may bristle at that. I hear you, but they're the flagships, and they're the ones that create, to a large degree, the financial engine that fuels the Big 12. And now they're gone. You cannot take two programs like that, two athletic departments like that, and say that the Big 12 is still a potentially vital part of the college football landscape. It simply isn't. In fact, Bob Bowlesby's alleging some of these things from ESPN because the Big 12 is exactly that, easy to be cherry-picked. Let's face it. Right now, you've got it. There is no better time to cherry-pick for the Big 12, from the Big 12 right now. You want to go get Kansas? You want to go get Kansas? You're the Big 10? And it makes sense on this level and this level, and go get them.
And KU,
no big deal.
Yeah, KU jumps too, don't they?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
right,
I think
don't, they do.
I don't know the motivating. I think the motivating factor at this point is stability, and nobody's got it. I think all you're looking for at this particular point is stability. Now, these are two huge dominoes that fall, and it's going to affect everything in college football. Everything.
Yeah.
Now, maybe not the Pac-12. Pac-12 is isolated on the Pacific Coast, and maybe they're not affected. But everyone else, from the ACC to the Big Ten to the American to potentially the Mountain West, certainly the Big 12, are all going to be affected in some shape or fashion.
Mm-hmm. Rocky Mountains right? kind of keep the Pac-12 from being, stolen
it's,
from.
It's kind that, of its own entity.
It is.
I don't think that the Pac-12. The only pressure that I would feel in being in the Pac-12, Paul, is understanding. And this was Larry Scott's gone now. Their longtime commissioner, who was controversial at best, and so they've got new leadership now. The only pressure that I would feel at the Pac-12 at this particular point is continuing to broaden my footprint to be ready for the inevitability of the super conferences that I think are coming down the road. And this is something that we talked about 10 years ago. Inevitably, the way that college football was going to look was big super conferences. 1, 2, 3, 4 of them, whatever the number would be, it's not going to be bloated. It's going to be the big boys that can play college football, sustain that program, and compete at the highest level.
Correct.
And right now, I mean, you've got elements of the ACC that fit that, elements of the SEC that fit that, elements of the Big Ten that certainly fit that. And you do have it in the Pac-12. Yeah, it hasn't been on the national stage here over the last few years, but USC's a monster, period. USC is a monster, and Washington can be that type of team. Oregon can be that type of team. So if I'm sitting there in the Pac-12, I'm thinking now, you don't have to do anything if you don't want. You don't have to react to it. The only thing that I would be thinking about is, okay, how do we expand the footprint? How do we expand our base that for so when college football makes this move to the super conferences, I'm not talking about 14 or 16 teams. I'm talking about 18, 20, 22 teams, something like that. Are we going to be ready to do that? Because I think that's what's coming in college football.
Yeah, and the Pac-12 has that natural border of the Rocky Mountains, anything on the west side. The Rockies, and I remember years and years ago talking about how the Rockies protect the Pac-12, as does the Mississippi River protect, you know, the middle part of the country. Well, the Mississippi is gone. The Mississippi River is no longer that, you know, that line.
No, it's not the dividing line.
It's not a dividing line anymore. That's just the way this is working out. But, you know, with regards to the Pac-12, they're always going to be pretty darn good. Here's the thing. California has a population, correct me if I'm wrong, somewhere in the 40 million range, something like that. It is a bunch of people. And, you know, when you have a population of about 40-some million people, there's going to be some kids that can run well. There's going to be some guys that are pretty good size. There's going to be plenty of athletes to recruit to, not only for USC, but for UCLA, Cal, Stanford, you name Arizona, all the teams that go into California and recruit. There's a lot of football players. It's kind of like Texas in a way. There are a lot of football players in Texas. Well, there are a lot of football players in California. Would you agree with that, Mr. Hurdle?
Yeah, I think that California is – you're not going to agree with this. I think California is the richest recruiting ground in all of college football simply because of its size.
I am not going to argue with that, because there was a day when we thought Pennsylvania was the finest recruiting area. Nobody thinks that now. There was a time when Ohio was thought of as the cream of the crop when it comes to recruiting. Florida, Texas, you know, you've got these spots – but it's hard to overcome 40-some million people in population. You're going to have some athletes.
Well, there's 10 million. There are 10 million more people in California than there are in Texas.
Yeah.
But the recruiting hotspots in this country are California, Texas, and Florida.
That's right.
And you can order them in any way, but that's where a lot of programs go to get their guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that there aren't really good football players in other places, but the heaviest concentration are in the high population zones and warmer weather. And so, I mean, that's where you go. So the Pac-12 is kind of it, you know, maybe at some point they've never wanted to do the religious schools, so BYU has always kind of been an outlier, but BYU and Boise State would sure look good in a Pac-12 setup for college football. That's just my opinion. So where does that leave the Big 12? I don't think it's with the Pac-12 unless they go to the Texas schools, but they don't. Everything that I keep reading is that Baylor may not be interested in the Pac-12, and the Pac-12 may not be interested in Baylor because of the religious affiliation. And I don't know if you can get past that. I mean, the Pac-12 traditionally has not – that's not been what the Pac-12 wanted to do. So, I don't know.
Well, it doesn't – it leaves as the major option the option of the American. That's what – basically, we're getting – and gradually my mind and myself is wrapping around the fact that, you know, the options are limited. And the American at this point – I would not have said this – Thursday of last week with Jacob, or whatever day we did a show together. I think it was Thursday. I would not say this then. The American is the answer to the Big 12's problems. I'm kind of leaning that way.
Well, if you
Bruce.
Can go get them, I mean, if you can go get them, I mean, does the American absorb the Big 12, or does the Big 12 cherry pick the American? Which way does it go?
Well,
I'm not so sure what – I'm not sure.
Does
it
matter,
look,
really? I mean, I'm not
– no, probably not. Probably not. All right, we'll continue this and finish it up in the hour, and then we've got plenty of other things to get to. Justin, hang in there. You will be first off the docket here as we come back live here in just a moment. Savage and Hurdle with you. Rolling along, 9:43 in the a.m. Good Thursday, one and all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.